Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Joel Milne, a serial technology entrepreneur with a love for building consumer-facing products, and now is the CEO at Repair Smith, which provides mobile car repair and maintenance services. Joel previously co-founded four venture-backed technology startups and brings a lifetime of experience building and operating technology companies to Repair Smith. Mr. Milne, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Repair Smith. So for starters, a great place to begin things today. How did Repair Smith get its start, and how does it all work?
Sure. So Repair Smith is the most convenient form of car repair because we come to you. And it got started a couple of years ago. My background is in consumer technology and e-commerce. And I met a fellow who's an engineer at Mercedes, had worked there for 25 years almost. And, we were talking about car repair, trying to figure out a better way, because it's an industry and a service that people kind of love to hate and hasn't really changed in 50 years. And so, we had seen some people trying out independent mobile mechanics and different ideas along that space, but hadn't really worked out. And we kind of figured out what we thought were the key problems. And he's been in car repair and automotive and parts business for a long time. And, but with a really well-equipped and trained workforce, you could do 85-90% of car repair on site and then take away the vehicles and bring them back, the ones that you couldn't do on site, and provide a full end-to-end convenient customer solution. And so we spent about a year building it, testing it out, building technology, and came up with Repair Smith, where you can go online, schedule an appointment, get an upfront transparent quote, and we'll come out to you and fix your car.
Now, you got to absolutely love that convenience, man. That is awesome stuff right there. How is Repair Smith different from other car repair options that are in the space?
So, primarily, we come to you, right? So that's the main differentiator. We're all about convenience. On price, it's about the same. We try to have a fair price that you'd find at a local shop. And on quality, we do, all of our guys are 10 plus years ASE certified technicians. So we provide a high quality experience at a fair price, but of course, coming to you, fixing it at your home or office, or if it's a fleet customer at their fleet location, if it's a small business that has a delivery fleet, we'll go to them. So the on-site repair is really the key differentiator.
Yeah, I thought so. And that certainly would set you apart in the market for sure on that great convenience. Now, how has your business been impacted by COVID-19 and the pandemic?
Well, we were growing as fast as we could hire before the pandemic, and we've continued to do that through the pandemic. So, I don't want to say we were built for as a COVID business, but it turned out that when we designed the most convenient form of car repair, we also designed the safest form of car repair. So that was better to be lucky than good sometimes. And that was a happy accident. And we quickly shifted, I wouldn't say pivoted, we adjusted from a low contact experience to a no contact experience. And so our phones kept ringing through the end of March, through April, and we kept on executing our plan. We thought there might be some slowdowns, but there really wasn't. In fact, if anything, it sped up. So people really appreciated us coming to them. They could just stay in their house. Everyone, a lot of people were at home. So they were home all day. So they were flexible on timing. And it really ended up working out well for us.
Makes a lot of sense. And you're certainly in the right place at the right time for sure. Today, we're joined by Mr. Joel Milne, the CEO at Repair Smith, which provides mobile car repair and maintenance services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Joel, what kind of experience do Repair Smith's mechanics have, and how can they complete the jobs on site? I'd love to hear some details on that.
Yeah, a couple things. Well, one, you know, it all starts with the right equipment, because just the scanner alone to read the codes on a modern car costs $5,000. So, and that's just one small piece. So having a well-equipped mobile workshop is the starting point, right? So as I mentioned, my partner came from Mercedes, and Mercedes invested in our business. And so we were able to work with their van engineers to design a Sprinter van that could repair, you know, modern cars on site. So we invested a lot of time and money in that, and each vehicle, you know, costs over $100,000 to get out on the road. And so you start with good equipment, right? And then it's all about the people. And so we had, you know, we spent a lot of time thinking about gig economy and contractors, and just came to the conclusion that that doesn't work for this business, right? You know, for most people, their car is their most valuable asset or second most valuable asset. And do you want a random contractor showing up working on one of your most valuable possessions? And the answer is generally no, unless it's a, you know, a real simple job like an oil change. And so, you know, we decided that we would only hire people with 10 plus years experience as employees, give them great pay, great benefits, and attract the best people to our business. So that was kind of a upfront strategic decision of best equipment, best people is the way to earn trust and build this business long term.
Definitely some solid points made right there and some good information as well. As far as advice is concerned, what advice would you give to other companies right now that are struggling during this COVID-19 crisis?
Well, look, you know, I think we've seen over and over again that the future is frictionless, and people who, you know, companies that give you back your time are coming out as the winners across the board. And so, you know, we're seeing that from car sales to restaurants to retail, you know, to pretty much every category in consumer, even down now to car repair, right? Something that you'd think, hey, how do you make that a digital consumer business, because it requires you to have a move vehicles around and pull at a wrench, right? It's not exactly an online experience. But figuring out ways to make these industries and your business, whatever it is, convenient, frictionless, easy to use, I think, you know, we're seeing those winners emerge across the board. So that would be some guiding principles I would think about, regardless of what industry I was in.
Joel, thanks for that advice during these difficult times, and really appreciate your point of view in that regard. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or one last final, I guess you'd call it a bonus tip for the listeners today as we bring things to a conclusion today?
Last bonus tip. Well, maintain your car 3 times a year. Make sure you change your oil regularly. You know, if you want the most convenient car repair, we operate throughout the southwest of the United States, California, Nevada, and Arizona currently. Plan to expand across the country in the rest of 2020 and 2021, so you can find us at repairsmith.com. Tips in general, you know, what we're seeing right now is definitely a unique time period, but I think we've seen over and over again that the most interesting companies are started during crises, some of the most successful companies. And so I think that if you're an entrepreneur out there, now is a great time to chase that idea you've always thought of. You know, the venture capital industry is fully open and active right now. I think they take a long 5 to 7 year view on things. And so, you know, I wouldn't be discouraged by the current situation. And I would, you know, in crisis, there is opportunity, and I would look for those opportunities.
Mr. Milne, thanks for that and those concluding remarks. Again, folks, it is repairsmith.com. Mr. Milne, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Joel Milne, the CEO at RepairSmith, which provides mobile car repair and maintenance services. And for further details, visit repairsmith.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.